today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamu Alaikum and welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. The topic that we are going to discuss about in this episode is Islam and mental health. Be with us. Today, Tuesday, is the 6th of Rabiul Thani, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 10th of Aban, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 1st of November, 2022, of the Christian Gregorian calendar. For today, and from the Holy Quran, we choose chapter Ma'ida, verse 44.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إنا أنزلنا التوراة فيها هدى ونور. يحكم بها النبيون الذين أسلموا للذين هادوا والربانيون والأحبار بما استحفظوا من كتاب الله وكانوا عليه شهداء فلا تخشوا الناس واخشوني ولا تشتروا بآياتي ثمنا قليلا ومن لم يحكم بما أنزل الله فأولئك هم الكافرون.
Indeed, we sent down the Torah, in which was guidance and light. The prophets who submitted to Allah judged by it for the Jews, as did the rabbis and scholars by that which they were entrusted of the scripture of Allah, and they were witnesses thereto. So do not fear the people, but fear me, and do not exchange my verses for a small price. And whoever does not judge by what Allah has revealed, then it is those who are the disbelievers.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Islam is the religion of all. The prophets of the Israelites have been qualified with submission, not with Judaism and Christianity. And in general, the scholars of every nation are responsible for the execution of the commandments of the Lord among people. Therefore, guardianship of jurisconsult has evidences in all religions.
Accept my prayer, yeah, Rabb al-Alamin, yeah.
We are speaking about Islam and mental health on IRIB English Radio. As Muslims, we understand health to be holistic. It is not just physical health, but spiritual health is also important. Social health is also important. And on top of that, mental health is also important in combination with physical health, and we know that all of these factors are connected. As Muslims, that is a part of how we understand this world. That is a part of how we understand this life. What is the number one New Year's resolution that people make? They say, I want to get healthy. The thing is, just like how we have to maintain our physical health, we also have to maintain our mental health. We all know that if we do not brush our teeth, there is going to be problems. The dentist tells us when we go to the dentist, you have a cavity, you need to take care of it. So we realize that if we leave health problems to minor, then they can become more and more severe. It's the exact same with mental health.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, dear brothers and sisters. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. This is your host, Ali, and we are with you with another topic to discuss with each other about the role of faith and iman in improving the quality of life and mental health. So what becomes the source of human happiness? We can actually say that two things can be the sources of happiness. One is our efforts, and second, hope and confidence in new conditions, which is accompanied by presence, submission, and utmost effort. In fact, peace of mind is what the modern man lost and he's searching for with all his heart. So this is what he is after, the modern human being is after. According to Al-Quran, the holy book of Allah, a believer is someone who has a healthy, peaceful, and secure personality and does not let sadness into his heart compared to the past. Ala inna awliya Allahi la khawfun alayhim wa la hum yahzanun. The strong faith, the strong belief that comes from studying the wondrous mysteries of this vast universe fills the heart with love, joy, peace, and assurance. In the light of Allah's servitude, man is freed from the shackles of servitude to someone else. And when he gets acquainted with the infinite existence, everything except him, except Allah, becomes small in his eyes. And for this reason, actually, his soul will not be subject to the storms of anxiety and worry.
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, Every Day for 15 Minutes.
Be like the sun, shining with light, be like a rose, spreading its fragrance in every part.
Today's special.
Be like the earth, humble and wise, be like the rain, pouring all your love to every
Here, mental health tips from the Quran and Sunnah. Seeking expert help when you need it. When we become sick with the flu, experience recurring pain in the part of our body or break a bone, for instance, may Allah protect us all from these issues, we seek medical attention from experts. We visit our family doctor. We consult a specialist. We go to an urgent care facility. Similarly, if we regularly experience feelings of anxiety, worry and fear that keep us from functioning normally or affect our relationships with others, we must seek the help we need from experts. This can mean different things for different people depending on the situation, for some experiencing difficulties related to the practice of their religion, seeing a qualified imam, sheikh, maulana might be what is needed. For someone experiencing extreme sadness, a professional in the field of psychology might be more beneficial. When in doubt, you can also start with your primary care physician as they are trained to help you with general wellness, identifying signs of chronic anxiety and depression, and they will refer you to the adequate specialist if particular care is needed. What does Islam teach about meaning anxiety, depression, and self-doubt? Islamic teachings validate negative emotions, and from these teachings, we can derive practical tips to overcome them. Some practical steps from the Islamic tradition to deal with negative emotions include practice the sunnah of having a good opinion of others. Give others excuses and try to understand where your thoughts or emotions might come from. Also understand that other people's actions may be a reflection of their feelings towards you, but a reflection of their own negative experiences. Remind yourself that there are great blessings, opportunities in difficulties and suffering. And lastly, strive to then remember that Allah is always with you, even if it feels like the entire world is against you.
In addition to from the medical perspective, we also need to recognize, brothers and sisters, that alongside the help from these experts, and we have to respect whatever level of scholarship they have reached at, we also need to recognize the fact we need experts in the human soul, ilmun nafs. We need religious scholars, not necessarily your local mulana or sheikh, but we need trained scholars on the soul, to maybe work in tandem with the medical health experts. But both have to be involved in this discussion. It cannot be that Islam does not have a response to these issues. Because the Quran tells us the soul is a creation from God, and God tells us about the ruh, that we as humanity only have a little bit of knowledge about it, about its uniqueness, about its qualities, its characteristics. What can bring it out of balance? What can bring it back into that equilibrium? And so as much as we rely on physical doctors and our hospitals, we need to recognize the fact that we need to rely on the spiritual doctors as well. Because we are human beings of a mind, a soul, a body. We're not just physical creations. We have an immaterial aspect to us. And if that is not put into the equation, then perhaps these mental health issues will continue to perpetuate.
Thank you very much. And that was all for today's special. Inshallah, we'll continue this interesting topic. Till then, take care. Have a nice time.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi,
علي إمامي لفت إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي